All right, welcome to the prospecting class today with Dani, and I'm sure she has a great call for you. Dani, are you on the line?
I sure am, Carrie. Thank you so much.
Great.
I'm ready to take it away. Actually, let's open up the lines and everybody say whatever you want to say. Say your name, where you're calling from, or hello, or whatever. Go.
Hi.
Awesome. Okay. Well, good to hear everybody. Oh my gosh, you guys are pounding it. You guys are getting crazy results, and I am so excited about what I've seen already in just 1 week. I'm very impressed with, I could cry a river, actually, having a proud coach moment at the moment, where I am really, really pleased with both of the classes that we're doing right now. The amount of money that was earned in the last week from the efforts in which you guys produced has been astounding. The amount of dials that has been done. I'll share all that in a few minutes, but let me just give you a couple quick reminders right now. For those of you that are in the closing class, the last closing class has been moved from Thursday, February 22nd to Thursday, March 1st. This is due to the First Step Success taking place in Dallas. Please forgive us. That was an oversight on our part in our calendar. So the Thursday class is not the February 22nd. It is, however, on March 1st. We'll have a two-week break on the very last class. And another reminder, do not share the logins. Don't share the private Facebook group. Don't put me on speakerphone or share the MP3s with anyone. You need to keep your ethics high. You do not want to produce any counterfeit results through your group. You want to be somebody that has ethics as a leader, and enabling people is not going to help people. Another reminder, this is not the time to be chatting on Facebook. Close your computer. Close your phone other than using it, putting aside, put your earbuds in. This is not time to be checking email. This is not time to be checking Facebook, social media. If you have to hide in the closet, hide in the closet right now. And if you have children, this is a time to book a babysitter. You paid a lot of money to get in this class. Let's focus, all right? Also, every week your job is to be listening to those MP3s so that you are getting this absorbed into your mind, your heart, your soul, your mouth, so that it becomes very natural to you. So just know that every week you need to be listening to those MP3s. And for both of these classes, that's 4 hours a day, roughly, or 3 hours a day for you guys, actually, that you're listening to those MP3s. Just have them played in the background. Or if you really want the most of the class, you're going to sit down and you're going to take notes and listen through these. So, again, that it becomes second nature to you to become professional prospectors and closers, okay? Another reminder is that you guys know you can call our office if you have any questions, or you can email us at support@dannyjohnson.com. I want to read you the list. The vast majority of you sent in your homework, and I'm so proud of you. And I'm also very impressed with the amount of increase of dials. Wait till you hear these numbers. It is going to shock you. You together as a team, because you are a team that I'm working with right now, that our company has partnered with right now to help you increase your results in the area of prospecting and closing. So as a team, collectively, with all the different companies that are represented, we have literally real estate agents in here. We have landscapers. We have contractors in here. We have home-based business owners that either market travel, they market skincare. We have a couple of essential oils, just actually one in this class. We moved every other essential oil person to all the other classes. We have people that sell, in fact, there's several travel, different types of companies in here. Vitamins, insurance, cleaning products, you name it, it is being sold in here. Even like stationary equipment. I mean, so we have all kinds of different types of sales type people that are here in this class. I'm so proud of you for being in here. So I'm impressed, especially with those of you that you're kind of at the very, very beginning of learning how and learning the art and the profession of sales, which, by the way, is the number one paid position in the world. There's no other profession in the world that pays more than people who are in sales. They have the most control over their income. They have the most control over their income, and it's all based on skill. And so some of you are just kind of getting started on your journey in that. And so when I had told you that you've got to send in your homework every week, even if there's zeros in it, some of you sent a homework with zeros, and I'm proud of you that you actually sent me homework with zeros. Very proud of you that you did that. You at least followed that very minimum requirement, and I'm happy that you sent at least the minimum requirement in. I do have a small list, though, of people that did not send in their homework. And this small list of people, I want to give you the benefit of the doubt that, like, someone died, you, like, broke your leg and you had a bone sticking out, you had a heart attack, God forbid. You know, you had something catastrophic that happened, which is why your homework didn't get sent in. And if you know that you know that you know you did send in your homework, and yet it is not in my hands, then at least I just want to let you know, I'm going to call out your name. I didn't get your homework. And with not getting that homework assignment in, you have to know that you got one chance outside of this before you're blocked out of the class at all. And why? You don't need to waste your time or our time. This is a serious effort. You have a lot of skin in the game here. This is for your success, why that homework has to be sent in. This is about you stepping forward and following directions. This is about you getting your ego out of the way, all right? So if I call your name and you're like, no, I filled out that survey, Danny, I promise you, and you got the confirmation in after the survey was filled out, you know what I mean? When you typed in your numbers or you typed in all zeros, but when you saw the page that said your survey has been completed, then if you saw that message, then you know you sent in your homework, but for some reason it did not end up in my paperwork, then, again, it's your responsibility to make sure that we received it. So if there was a mistake on our part, your job is to make sure that we got it. So that means that you'll be calling our office tomorrow morning or sending an email to support@dannyjohnson.com. So before I read this list, I just want to tell you guys, as a team, as a collective whole group, I'm so very proud of all of you. I'm surprised at some of the names that I'm going to read here. This is why I'm thinking there must have been some kind of a glitch. But the thing I'm most proud about is there's so few. Really proud of you guys. The vast majority of you as a team showed up for game time with holding yourself accountable and responding to that survey. So if I call your name, it means I did not get your homework. So again, this is your – if you know, okay, yep, nope, I didn't send in my homework, okay, that's on you. But if you're like, no, I did, then you need to call the office and see what happens, okay? So Janice Chase, Marie Hershiser, please forgive me for messing up your name. Gary Mock, Reno Mackey, Eliza Moe, Erica Mulder, Amy Peterson, Lily Cicada, Shonda Wright. Okay? So if I called your name, it means I did not get your homework. It is your responsibility to make it right. Okay? All right. Now, let me share with you the kind of results these classes have gotten. Okay, now first of all, we have a record amount of people in our classes that we allowed in. What we did have is that we I don't know if you know this, but we had a private corporate class with one particular organization, one particular company, okay? That class filled up really fast, and those people decided that rather than being in this class tonight, in the open class, they'd rather everyone just be together. So we allowed that to happen. So that class has 206. This class has 82, all right? So with 82 people attending in this class, out of 82 of you, check this out, you did 6,412 dials. That's how many dials just 82 of you did in the last 7 days, your very first week in this class. There were 992 conversations. Dang. 992 people were talked to. Now, I want you to picture this, okay? And there's a reason why I want you to picture this. I want you to picture if this class was filled with 82 of your employees that were salespeople or 82 of your distributors if you're in direct sales, okay? So imagine, you know, like Nikia, who's in real estate, or Rogelio, who has a landscaping company, what if you had 82 people marketing your brand? Just picture it. And those 82 people were in this four-week class. And those 82 people made 6,412 dials.
Dang.
That's a lot of contacts. It's a lot of people contacting people. Out of the 6,400, we got 992 conversations. Wow. 992 conversations. Out of the presentations, we had 41 presentations. Out of 992 conversations, we're going to bridge the gap there. That's the biggest place where we need the most help that I can see right now. That if there were almost 1,000 conversations and only 41 people went to a presentation, we got a lot of work to do there, and that's the point of the presentation class. We'll get there. I'm not worried. Okay? But check this out. Out of 41 presentations, we ended up with people bringing on board as either distributors or a new contract, 30 new contracts and 60 new clients. So that's a total of 90 closes. Hello? That's over 200%. 41 presentations, but 90 closes. Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Now check this part out. The total income, whether somebody brought in a new client as a customer buying their product or a new contract, like if you are a distributor, you sign someone up with your opportunity, you actually are like a business broker, you sold a business opportunity to somebody, or like in Nakia or Rahelio's example, these guys have sold a contract, okay? The total generated with 82 of you in this class was 6,400 dials, 92 conversations, and 41 presentations. The total amount generated just from these actions, from these 41 presentations and these 992 conversations, was $20,793. $20,793 generated in the last week. Yeah, I can hear you. Wow. 20 grand. That's insane, is it not? $20,000, 82 of you. Now, again, I want you to picture that you are either the CEO or you filled this class all by yourself with 82 people in it. And that $20,000 worth of income came in for your 82 people, which means that you also earned a profit from the efforts of all of those people. So it wasn't just your efforts, but it's the efforts of 82 people. Look at how much the brand got spread around, all those conversations, and we're just getting started. So $20,000 in a week could have been generated for your personal business if you filled the class on your own. Could you imagine? Now, let me share with you the numbers from this morning. Okay, I did a class at noon today with the 206. It's a little bit longer of a class. But like I said, we normally would have 125 in here, but we allowed those that didn't make the cutoff for the other class to join the other class. So it's the same amount of people that I coach between two classes, but the point is, you get the point. So 206 attendees in this morning's class, 1,678 dials. Now, this is a record for them. This is like unbelievable for them. Most of these people had not dialed in a year, 6 months, 3 months. Like, they just don't dial. Some have never dialed. Okay, and so there's a big difference between the skill set of this class and the skill set of this morning's class, but still yet, look at this. What if you had all 206 people that are really, most of them nominally experienced? There's more experience in this class than there is in this morning's class. I feel like I'm training in kindergarten right now. They're all amazing people. They're all hungry. They're all teachable. They just don't possess the skill yet, but even without possessing the skill, check it out. 1,678 dials, 736 conversations. Now, let's look at this. Their ratios are actually better than yours, and here's why. That's the difference between warm market and cold market. You see this kind of high dials of 6,400 dials? That's cold market. You're always going to do many more dials with cold market than you will with warm. The class at noon today is mostly warm market. They had 736 conversations. They did 371 presentations. They crushed it on presentations, absolutely crushed it. They had 379 closes out of that. How crazy is that? 379 closes, The total income for that class was $9,310. $9,310. So between both of these classes, just over $30,000 in 1 week was generated for our clients. $30,000 for you guys between both of these classes. That's freaking crazy. That's amazing. That's what I'm talking about. That's being in business. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's being in business. So if you're in this class for you, okay, you got to start expanding your vision a little bit and imagining a tool to where you're not the one directing those salespeople, but that they, you have motivated them into a place where they're a part of a class where they're learning how to increase their numbers. So all I got to say is, wow. Oh, wait, yeah. All I got to say is, wow, wow, wow. Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. So very, very proud of both of you guys. And again, these are the numbers that are directly from the actions in which you have focused on, prospecting and closing. And those actions make money. And that's a lot of money for this amount of people to make. All right, we're going to take a couple of minutes right now, and I want you, I shared with you last week about how to share your sprouts. So let's go ahead and do that. You've got three sprouts. I need to coach you on this. It's very important that you learn to wrap your tongue around being a champion, especially in this line of work that you are in. You have got to train your mind to see the progress. So let's go ahead and share the progress. Press number one if you're ready to share your sprouts.
Okay, first up is Jackie O'Quinn. Jackie, your line's open.
Hey, Danny. Great.
Hey, Jackie. Hi. Jackie, can you believe those numbers?
No, they're freaking amazing. Freaking amazing.
Isn't
that nuts? It's nuts. Love these classes. Love these classes. Love these classes. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's unbelievable. I think it's incredible that people are part of this and that we're doing this, and I think it's incredible that we actually have the opportunity to do this. So thank you for putting these classes on. Thank you for taking time out, and that's all the time I'll take. First of all, Sprout, crushing it this week on the number of people that are getting that I'm getting scheduled for a presentation that are actually showing up. Absolutely crushing it.
Yes, awesome. So what kind of an increase have you seen with that?
It's almost, I would have to look exactly, Danny. It's almost 100% in the past 2 days of people that I got scheduled for a live call that's actually showed up. Maybe I've missed one, but it's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It's crazy.
Yep.
Amazing.
Good job. Proud of you. Who's next?
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, next up is Mike Rogers. Your line's open.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Danny. Sorry, I had your phone on mute. Formed 15 people, shout out 6 presentations, and caught up with about 10 old friends I haven't talked about 10 years.
Nice. So you're starting to cultivate those new relationships. Awesome.
Yes, I am.
6 presentations. Good job. 6 presentations in the last week. That's amazing. Is that a normal run for you?
No. Everything was 0 before. But that's not a sprout.
So proud of you. How does that feel, Mike?
It feels really good. I feel amazing again, and I'm definitely excited to see what the future holds if I keep up this kind of if I keep increasing my put out.
Okay, if?
When I keep increasing my put out.
You see what I'm saying? As
yes,
you
do.
Continue to increase your output, you're going to get results, period, end of story.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome job, Mike. Very proud of you. Okay, who's next?
Next up is Janet Bloodworth. Your line's open.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Janet. Go for it.
How are you? Okay, I had a little over $100. I'm not real good at keeping numbers. I'm working in that direction.
Stop.
In that direction.
No, stop
okay.
That.
Yes, ma'am.
$100. Next.
Okay. Have a lot of conversations, around 40. I went on 2 listing appointments. One, I got one listing. I was working on contacting a client from last month, going through scrubbing my notes, and can't get a hold of him. I need to know what to say.
Shut your mouth. You just did it again. Do not stop on that sprout. You had two listing appointments and you closed one. Hello, girlfriend. Right there is amazing. And you're scrubbing through your list. Good job. That's the sprout. Yes. Do not pay attention to who you can't get a hold of. That's nothing. It's insignificant. It is not even a problem at all.
Well, I want
you gotta keep buyer. Moving forward.
Okay.
Keep moving forward. Okay, who's
Thank
next?
You.
Okay, next up is Mary Star Carter. Your line's open.
Hey, Danny. Last week I talked to 10 times more people. I started doing live presentations in my house, and I had 100% close rate sales last week in my home live presentation.
Wow. How did that feel?
It was breakthrough. It was breakthrough.
Okay, and what about those numbers I shared with you from the class earlier?
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Can you
I just
want
to cry.
Right?
Yeah.
We're talking about a group that is stuck, like stuck in mud, stuck in thinking, that now is picking up the phone and dialing, that is now doing presentations, 371 of them, generating $9,300 in income just from those presentations. Mary?
Yes.
You, woman, had everything to do with that happening. You were the one that told those people about those classes. You changed those 206 people's lives. I'm really blown away and proud of you.
Thank you.
Awesome job. That's changing the economy right there. All that money that's been put in people's pockets, everyone upline from there is making money too. This is it.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Who's next?
Next up is Judy Lowry. Your line's open, Judy.
Hi there, Danny.
Judy, you're in this one, too. You know what class I'm talking about. You saw those numbers.
I can't believe it, Danny. You're going to be blown away. I'm totally blown away. Okay, so the closing class, a light bulb went off for me on how to use the closing script for product versus business focus and how to just fluidly switch versus the person's response. It was wonderful. I took this class because I wanted to get my closing ratios up there on getting people the first steps to success. So that was my main goal. I made 7 dials today, contacted 3, made 3 presentations, and closed all 3, which will turn into 4 tomorrow.
Oh, my God!
I can't believe it.
Oh my God.
Wow. So much fun.
Isn't it? Okay,
yes.
7 dials, 3 conversations, 3 presentations, 3 closes. Now there we go, baby. That's what I'm freaking talking about. That's it right there. Yeah. Wow. You got to write that to me tonight, please. And Mary, you too.
Okay.
Judy, you guys got to write this to me. We got to inspire more people to let them know about what just happened in 7 freaking days. This is nuts.
Okay.
This is crazy results. I'm so proud of you. Jeez, amazing.
Thank you.
And Judy, I am
yes?
so very grateful that you're on board with wanting to close people for Dallas and first
yes.
steps to success. It's real simple. It all works the same way. You drive them to a video, right? So
yeah.
if you go on our testimonials, you know, even on our YouTube page, there's all those testimonial videos. You drive them to that, you're going to ask the same closing question. What did you like about what you saw? Tell me more about that. So do you want to make a little or a lot? And whatever it is that they told you, right? So if they're telling you, oh, I like the marriages that were saved, great. And that's what you close them on. They say, man, the people who were able to make more with less time, you close them on that. Whatever it is that they say that they want, you lead them with their strengths, interests, goals, and needs straight into registering for First Step Success.
Okay.
Okay? Same
yeah.
thing. So the same exact way as how you just did that. Again, you got 3 new closes. Obviously, you're using your business to bring people the first step to success. So now that's your next close. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm so proud of you. Okay, cool. Carrie, we're going to stop right there. It doesn't get any better than that. Oh my gosh. Oh gosh, people, if only you knew. Like, this is mind blowing. Judy Lowry, by the way, I interviewed her recently on my show. It's not going to air for like another month, but we're talking about, this is a mom with 8 children working part time. Came to First Steps last April, caught on like big time into plugging people through that system. Her income has skyrocketed. The woman was making nothing to then plug it into smarternetworker.com and got her income up to $600 a month with smarternetworker.com, faithfully spent all that. Then figured, okay, if this free training has helped me do this, what will happen when I go to First Step? She did. She's now at 6 figures. Now she's hitting closing ratios of 100%, whatever. And again, don't expect 100% to happen every single time. Once you hit that, now it's about learning to hit it consistently. I will never forget, it took me a year and a half to hit 100% for a show-up ratio. Just like what Jackie just said, like 100% of the people he scheduled for the presentation showed up. I'm pretty clear that I'm pretty confident that's not a normal for Jackie at all. And it's something that I pressed Jackie with at the last First Steps. Like, I want you to press against your best numbers. Don't be settling for 35% closing ratios anymore. It's time to push it above. So anyway, which means he's going to get a raise. And if he doubles his closing ratio, he's going to double his income without doubling his hours. He's just going to double his income. So anyway, it took me a year and a half to get to the place where I could have 100% of the people that I scheduled to come and look at a presentation to actually show up. It took a year and a half. A year and a half. Did you hear me? It took me a year and a half. I was not an overnight success. And actually, to be honest with you, it took more than a year and a half. That was after the first 6 months of failure. So it took two. It took years, actually, because that first business was a failure. So anyway, bottom line is it took me a long time to get to the place where I had 100% of the people that I scheduled for a presentation showed up for the presentation. And it took me that same amount of time to get it to where I would have 100% of the people sign up. Okay, so did it happen all the time? No, not all the time in the beginning. But man, I'm telling you, as I got better and better and I kept doing the same activity over and over, week after week, month after month, week after week, month after month, day after day, you can't help but to get freaking amazing at this particular skill. And when you possess this skill and you master the skill of prospecting, presenting, and closing, guess what, friends? You can cry a river right now. You will never, ever, ever be in need financially. Do you hear me? This is the greatest skill, actually, for your children to learn. It was something that we wanted all of our kids to learn, is that if they know how to prospect, they know how to present, and if they know how to close, they will never be in need financially. They will never, ever, ever worry about putting food on the table. And this is the skill sets that Hans and I worked on as teenagers. Do you understand? I was 19 when I got started in the sales profession. Hans was 8 years old when he got started out of a necessity in the sales profession, selling flour and Lays to tourists as he grew up on the streets in Hawaii. And so this ability to sell can be translated then to digital selling. Digital selling is another form of selling that you can make millions of dollars. You can make a couple $100,000 from one sales letter. You can become somebody that is able, again, this is what Hans learned how to do. He learned, the little kid begging to sell a flower lay on the streets as a kid by necessity. But when he and I started working together when he was 18, he was in my sales force. That's how we met. But when I began to train him, as well as my entire sales force, through First Steps to Success, not through classes like this, I didn't even think to do something like this. But it was only through a First Step Success, and everything that you guys see that happening there is the same stuff I taught then. But as he learned to do this and he got focused on dials, he got focused on presentations, and he got focused on reading those closing scripts and just doing this over and over, day after day after day after day, he mastered the sales profession. And then 15 years ago, he took the sales profession into the digital world. Actually, no, 18 years ago, he took it into the digital world. And it took him a couple of years to figure out how to translate that. But everything that he's learned all those years from these types of settings, First Step Success being the only one and Dynasty being the only place that he ever learned professional presentations, professional sales, professional closing, professional motivating a sales force, that translated, friend, into millions of dollars. Millions and millions and millions of dollars that man made. All from what? The foundation of what you're learning right here in this class. The foundation of what you've learned at First Steps and what you will continue to learn every single month when we're getting together, what you will continue to learn every day when you're pressing play, when you continue to learn every single creating a dynasty that you will attend twice a year, what you will continue to learn even in your marriage at Hot Marriage Secrets this September. Okay? So it all, this foundation, and I promise you, you want your kids to learn how to do this. They will never, ever need for anything. They will never need for anything if they understand sales.
So I'm excited. I could cry a river. I'm so proud of you guys. I'm sorry.
I'm freaking proud of you. I could cry. Okay, so let's make this happen. I think there's going to be some millionaires coming out of this class. That's what I'm feeling in my gut. And I can't wait to see who it is. And it's going to be someone that's going to come to me and say, Danny, you said on my first prospecting class or my 50th prospecting class that you thought that a millionaire was going to come out of it. I was the one. I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to shake your hand. I can't wait to see who you are. Not that $1 million is everything, but it's just a benchmark. It's a benchmark. Just like your first $100,000 is a benchmark. And it's important to hit those benchmarks. In fact, you know, you've heard me say set a goal about how much you want to give this year. Okay, well, another goal may also be is how much you want to accumulate in the bank. I remember setting my first financial goal of having $100,000 in the bank. There's $100,000 sitting in the bank that I didn't need to touch, that I didn't need for anything. It wasn't for expenses. It wasn't saving to buy something stupid. It was just sitting there. And this is when it happened. It happened, actually, my first year after being homeless. When I was pregnant with Erica, and my goal was to have $100,000 cash in the bank and to have some kind of a residual income so that when I gave birth to her, I could spend all my time with her. I didn't want to work after I had her. And so I wanted to have the freedom that if I wanted to work 5 hours a week or 10 hours a week or 5 hours a month or 10 hours a month, that was going to be my prerogative. So I worked like an animal for 9 months of that pregnancy, and I managed to squirrel away $100,000. I just wanted that as a cushion. At the time, I was a single mom. Hans and I were not together, although he was her father. But it was about, hey, I got to take care of me and this baby. So I want $100,000 stocked away. So set up those kind of milestones. Think with those numbers. Add those zeros to those numbers that you're afraid of and just go for it. Just go for it. I'll never forget the first time I said I wanted $1 million in there. And then being able to give $1 million away. Today, it's now I want to give $1 million a month away. So do you understand? So set those milestones. This is the greatest profession you could be in. And you'll never need for anything. And you'll get better at it month after month after month as long as you're doing what we're doing right now. And you're staying tapped in to what we're doing right now. All right, Nakia, you earned it, girlfriend. She did 912 dials. Nakia worked cold market. She was our number one cold market producer with 912 dials. Now, that is what I'm talking about right there. That is a professional level of dials. That's it. She hit it. Lukewarm was Mary Star Carter. Also phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. 63 dials for lukewarm market. Mary Star Carter takes the cake on those particular in that particular category. And then number three, I'm really proud of this one. I worked with her last Thursday. Zipporah Singleton was our warm market dialer, number one, with 150 warm market dials. Dang. Phenomenal. Awesome effort. You guys have stepped it up big time. You are showing that you are ready to play the sucker to win. Presentations. We had Clara Peplinski with 14 for cold market. She did 14 cold market presentations. Lukewarm market, Mary Star Carter took it number one for the lukewarm category with 7 presentations. And Chess Roach with 34 warm market presentations. Phenomenal. Chess, are you registered for Dallas? You better be. He and I had a little bit of exchange on Facebook together on our wall last week. Get yourself registered. 34 presentations. You're ready to start hitting some home runs. And not only get yourself registered, but you might want to be holding up some seats for the 5 or 10 you'll have in Dallas with you in the next few weeks. Why? With doing 34 presentations, you're about to knock it out of the park. That's a tremendous, outrageous effort. And that's going to result in money. Most enrolled, we have Diane McGuigan for cold market with 5. Lindsay Anderson, Lukewarm Market, she enrolled two. Go girl. Her and I worked together last week. Phenomenal. Zipporah Singleton with four for Warm Market. Amazing. Absolutely love what you guys are doing. This is getting results. We've got product clients, meaning that you sold your product or your service to them. We have four for Janet Bloodworth for Cold Market. Great job. Dr. Mary Star Carter, man, she's just leading the charge here. She's got two clients that she enrolled for her product, and Zipporah Singleton with four as well. Most conversations. The most conversations are Nikita Dollar with 202. I don't know how that girl has any spit left in her mouth. I am so proud of her. So, by the way, 202, now that's talking like what I used to do, okay? So I would have about 60 conversations a day, book about 20 presentations. I would do presentations for at least 20 people per day in my early days. So 60 conversations, that's a lot of conversations. 202 in this last week in a five-day period. Girlfriend, proud of you. Absolutely proud of you. Dr. Mary Starr, again, takes the cake with 43 conversations for Lukewarm Market and Zipporah Singleton with 84 conversations out of 150. Gosh, man, you guys are ripping it. Freaking ripping it. I'm so excited about this. All right, so let's get busy. Nikita, you won on the dials, so you, young lady, are the first one I'm going to role play with. I'm excited to work with you. Press number one and say hello, girl. Nikita? How about Carrie? Carrie, do we have Nikita?
Nikia's line is open.
Nikita, okay. Awesome. Nikia, how are you? Okay, Nikia, did you mute yourself? I can't hear you, girlfriend. Going once. Going twice.
Hello?
Whoa, there we are. You there? We're losing her. Something's wrong with that. Nikia, call back. Hang up and call back. I'll come back to you.
Will do. Okay.
Oh, wait. I can hear you now. I can hear you now. You're there?
You can hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Yes?
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Okay. Yep, I got you. Girl.
Technology can be grand when it works. Okay.
I freaking, yeah, and that was a great statement right there. It can be grand when it works. Nikia, I want to hug your freaking neck right now.
I'll be in Dallas.
20
I have
hours,
a thank you.
20 hours of work, 912 dials. That's efficiency right there. Very proud of you. All right, so you got a hold of 202 people.
Over the course, yeah.
Yeah, of course, and, over the week.
Yeah.
And
I think the my biggest problem in that was I got my tone right because, I got my tone right. So I had so many people say, do I know you? Yeah, you do.
Oh, good job.
I kept it that sound like, especially when you're dealing with Cold Market, the sounding like you're calling a friend. I had a hang up on that, but I've finally gotten past that. And, so that's how I got that many people to even hear what I had to say.
This is amazing, and let me say something to you about that. I want to say something to everybody. Whenever you have somebody respond to you like that, you know, like what Nikia said, I got my tone right. What does that mean? That she was disarming on the phone with them. She sounded like a personal friend versus a telemarketer versus a salesperson. And so that is what we are all aiming for, that people connect with you. And when they say that, you know you're doing something right. Okay, so out of the 202 conversations, and this is what I want to point out, you actually had two go to a presentation and you closed two. Hello, baby! Generating $4,000 last week. That's all I got to say. Booyah! You nailed it! Good job! But let's see what we can do to get more of the 202 into a presentation. Okay?
Okay.
That's where we got to do the work. You're nailing it on dials. You're nailing it with your time management. You're nailing it with your clothes. You're nailing it with your presentation itself. That's nailing it. Where we need the work is how do we get more of the 202 to do something, to take action. So here's what I need from you. I need to, well, actually just use the script with me. And let me see, and who are you dialing as far as cold market? Are these advertising, or are you just opening up the yellow pages, if you will, the proverbial yellow pages, and just going for it, or white pages?
I have a subscription to phone numbers around areas that I want to build my real estate business. So
it is
cold. When I say cold, they're not expecting anybody to call.
Sure.
And I'm just asking for if they know of someone who might be in the market, and if they say no, asking them if they plan on, you know, moving anytime soon, and if they're open to having a conversation with me, I kind of form them and then try to add them to my database.
Okay.
Of clients for future contact. So I kind of just used the script on page 16. I start out there. And kind of modified it to real estate, and kind of go from there. If you want me to role play it with you, I can do that.
I want you. We're gonna role play it. And I'm so freaking proud of you. My gosh, you're a real pro. I want us to look at page 56 on the supplemental script book. Okay, hold on. Maybe not. Sorry. Hold on. I wrote a script years ago that is basically just a cold call. Your cold call. Well, hold on a second. Who is this list? Like, who are these people on this list? They're just homeowners?
Yes.
Okay. So they're homeowners. So we are. Hold on. I wrote a script. I'm trying to find it. Well, forget about it. Let me just see what you're doing.
Hey, Danny, how's it going?
Good.
Great. This is Nakia. Look, I'm calling because the real estate market in our area has just gotten super hot, and I was wondering, who do you know who might be in the market to buy, sell, or maybe invest in real estate that I could help today?
Okay, cool. All right, I know what's going on. Okay, awesome. Yep, I need to figure out the script. First of all, great job doing what you did. What I want you to do, because you did such a great job entering this conversation, is we need to form. Let me think about this. I just love this. Both of these classes have challenged me to create scripts on the frickin' fly. As though, you know, 100 scripts is not enough. All right. Let me look at this one. Let me look at 36. Let me ask you this. What is the response out of 10 of those phone calls? What is the response?
Man, you know, I can't think of anybody. And then I'll ask, well, thanks for thinking about that for me. Well, what about you? When do you plan on making a move? And some will say, no, when I die, when they roll me out of here in a casket or whatever, and then I'll form them. Or sometimes I'll say, well, you know, we've been thinking about downsizing or upsizing, and then I'll go into forming them. Oh, really? You know, what makes you think about that? And tell me more about that as they kind of open up. And then when they realize, I'm like, I don't know you, do I?
This is perfect. This is perfect. This is really perfect. This is really perfect. Hold on. So amazing. Okay, I'm feeling. Again, you can do whatever you want. Let me just do this with you. Okay, so I had formulated a script years ago, and it was for people. I had a client that was just like literally pulling out the old white pages and just dialing, right? And so mm-hmm. we basically formed a real quick script that said, you know, something like, "Hey, someone in your area might be looking for a way to generate some income from home. Hey, it was brought to my attention that you might be looking for a way to generate some income from home." So we just kind of entered the conversation with that. It was kind of an assumptive, it was an assumption close, a pre-assumption close is how the conversation got started. So it was the same thing, you know, "Hi, Nakia, how's it going?" "Great. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is Danny just giving you a quick call. I don't know if you heard, say it's been brought to my attention that you may be looking for a way to relocate. Is this true?" So it's like an assumption. Do you know what I mean? No. Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure you heard the real estate market is hot and it's jumping like crazy. How long have you been in your house? All you're looking for is a bridge to form them versus telling them why you're calling them. So you're kind of giving me too much information in the beginning.
Okay.
And I want you to get them off balance talking about themselves.
Okay.
Okay. Versus, in other words, the script that you have right there is kind of telling me already that I don't know you very well and that you're going to try to get me to sell my house. And so, which is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all. I'm just looking for ways to tweak this script that you're using to just tighten it up to where it's getting into the form questions faster. How long are your conversations going for?
They're, I mean, because they're cold, not typically less than a couple of minutes. It's probably 4 minutes or less. I haven't really tracked how long the conversations were. I've been just tracking dials and contacts and appointments. I can record that.
Okay, well, all I know is you had 202 dials in 20 hours. So I'm happy with what I'm seeing. Do you know what I mean? in other words, if mm-hmm. you did this every week, are you happy with this?
I was actually sick last week, so honestly, I want to do better. I did most of that on the phone because I you know I didn't know if I was contagious. So, but yeah.
No, but here's what I'm saying. I think that was a good thing. So what I'm saying is if for 20 hours a week you did 912 dials and you had 202 conversations, you did two presentations and you closed two, and you made $4,500 a week. Is this a good equation for you?
Yeah, it's good. You know, we want it quicker. Yes.
I can hear it in your voice. You want more.
Yes. That's why I'm here. Improve the skill. Extra accountability.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right, let's do it. I mean, you don't normally make 912 dials in a week.
Not in the past. That doesn't mean I won't continue to do that in the future. It showed me that it's something that could be done, and it's not Herculean with, you know, using the tools I have available. So, honestly, there's no reason why I can't continue to do that.
Exactly. Okay, so let's work on the script. All right. So, you're catching me right in the act of doing it. So I'm just role playing it out. We'll probably fine tune it as you go. But I'm kind of seeing this. Hold on a second. I still think it's right here. Let me turn to 44 and let me look at that one really quick. Okay. So how's it going? Your name was referred to me by someone who is possibly looking to generate a solid income from home. Okay. Page 44 is a possibility. It's a possibility. Now, this is what people used to buy and still can, genealogy reports of companies that have gone out of business. And so mm-hmm. it's an entire sales force that's already, you know, a sales force that already worked together, and now the company went out of business, and now these people are scattering everywhere. So these are genealogy. These are pretty cold leads. And you get a lot of disgruntled people. And then you find out, you know, one in, you know, maybe 10,000 that will do something. But this is kind of what I'm thinking. So it's, hi, Nakia, how's it going? This is Danny. Your name was referred to me by someone who is, and then bam. Because their name was referred to you by who?
My list doesn't have a referral source. It's quite literally out the, you know, big brother watching you. That kind of thing. Scrubbing addresses and phone numbers together.
Okay. So, yeah. But still, your name was referred to me by someone who thought that you were in the market for make it a change. Do you see what I mean? You referred to me by somebody. You see what I mean? They are a referral source. Right? Kind of leading with an assumptive close, a pre-close, not really a close, but it's an assumption that perhaps they're looking to move and make some money on their house. So, hey, this is Nakia. You were referred to me by somebody who said that you might be looking at making some money on your house. Like, oh, really? No. You heard about the real estate agent. I mean, it's hopping like crazy right now, right? Oh, yeah, really? How long you been in your home? How long you been in the area? Now, here's what I want you to do. What I want your form to get to is that you're looking for how you can find a need to fill for them before you're trying to find a need to fill for yourself. Because that's how you build your contact list. So I want you to graduate beyond a real estate agent to a connector. A connector has higher value than the real estate agent.
Right.
So what I'm seeing forming here is that it's, you know, you referred to me as someone that perhaps is looking to make some money on your home. Is that true? Who's going to say no to that? Like, whoa, what do you mean? Right? Well, first I need to ask you a few simple questions to figure out whether or not you actually are in position for something like that. How long have you been in your home? How long have you been in this area? Well, since the real estate market is really hot right now, we can't really work with everybody, so we're really interviewing for the right kind of relationship. So, again, I'm just throwing ideas at you. And, again, this is just all the same psychology that's in all the scripts that we have. It's make the initial contact, sound like a friend. I'm giving no information. You referred to me as someone perhaps that's wanting to make some money on your home. What? how? Right? You heard that the real estate market is jumping right now, and obviously we can't work with everybody. We're not even sure if you have the kind of, if you're even positioned correctly to be able to work, to be able to even make some money off your home. All right. So, again, I'm just flying right now. I just need to ask you a few simple questions to see whether or not that'll work for you. How long you've been in your home, and then you just get friendly, even more friendlier. You know, oh, wow, you've been there for 25 years. What do you like about your home? What do you do, by the way? How did you ever end up in the area? Okay. Now we're getting that form gel moving because, again, the greater thing you're looking for is connection between them and maybe all those other connections that you have. The other thing that I'm seeing that could work here is that networking approach you heard me do last week with Zipporah Singleton.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really easy script. You can actually basically build your own networking group from your real estate brand. Right? Do you have a real estate office?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yes, I work with one.
You're doing this. Right? So you work in a real estate office. What a powerful thing to do is to also utilize their script. So, like, for example, you're forming them, you're finding out, okay, the guy's, he's a contractor. Okay, let's say he's a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you know what? I obviously, in my line of work, I meet a lot of people in this town, and, of course, I'm always looking for the right kind of contractor to do business with. I don't know if that's going to work between you and I or not. But we're going to be getting together with a bunch of people here in the area at my office at such and such time and place, right? Do you remember that script? It's called the networking professional approach, okay? So you could bridge that so easily. if it's someone that you know that needs leads, right?
Right.
You could be hosting weekly B&I. It doesn't have to be B&I, but meaning you don't have to be a part of their thing, but I'm saying you could be hosting local networking mixers that actually really do result in people doing business with each other, referring business back and forth to each other. That's a way for your brand to get known, and for you, because you're the one introducing them to these contacts, right? Now, hello, you're bigger than the real estate agent. You have helped me build my business. I will help you sell houses, and you can sell mine.
That's good.
Can you see that avenue?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I'll build those relationships right now with partners as well. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Expanding
so this
absolutely.
List, yep, so this list that you're calling, this list helps both of those initiatives. Both those initiatives help to bring presentations into play. All right? So when you're forming them, of course, when you're talking to Walmart, you know, Bob and Sue, that, but still even them, you'd be amazed, by the way. Mm-hmm. You'd be amazed how many of them have a trust fund. You'd be amazed how many of them who have real estate properties. And, you know, and I'll tell you why I know this, because my son-in-law is in the insurance business. That kid has insane contacts. I mean, he just locked up a deal with, and it's the mother's husband died. They had a rental property here. It's on 3 acres. They're actually three separate lots. The son wants to dump it. He wants nothing to do with it. It's been vacant for a year. He picked it up for $50,000. This thing is worth over $100,000. But the guy, because, again, he doesn't have a real estate agent, he doesn't know the market, he just wants to get rid of it. It's a pain in his butt.
Mm-hmm.
So that simply was from him forming from a, and again, my son's in, I mean, he's not a real estate agent, but he's an investor, a real estate investor. So imagine if you're linking arms with insurance people, because they run into people all the time who want to dump properties. All the time. Especially in retirement communities. Retirement communities also are a great community to link arms with. And just so happens that's where we live. We live in a major retirement area. So there's lots of estate properties, right? The kids don't live in town. Mom and dad have these three properties that are rental properties. They don't want anything to do with them. They have no idea what the market value is. They want to dump them. Zach just found another deal where it's a guy who has 30 homes, 30 rental homes here that he wants to get rid of. And Zach is positioned right there. What the heck? I'm sorry, that was my girlfriend, Gloria. He just found another one with a guy with three other homes. And Zach's trying to pull a deal together, finding three different buyers, and he'll wholesale those deals. There's no reason why you, Nakia, as an agent, can't find those kinds of deals on a weekly basis. And if you're doing the dials, you're going to meet those people. Okay? So when you're calling them to form them, be looking for the bigger win you can bring to them based on what they want. Okay? So let's try what we just did and see how that flows, okay?
Okay.
This is going to crush it. I'm so excited.
So, hey, Danny, how's it going?
Good.
Awesome. Hey, you know, it's come to my attention that you've been looking to relocate. Is that true?
Oh, no. No, we're not.
Oh, really? How long have you been here? Okay.
Okay, not
so
don't
how long
relocate.
Been here?
Looking, Nakia, let's try looking to make some money on your home. Yes. Looking to make some money off of your home or from your home. Looking to make some cash off your home or looking to make some quick cash off of your house. Relocate, that's a big deal. You know what I mean? That's a big life decision. A lot of people don't do that, but who doesn't want to make money off of their house?
Okay.
Get it?
Okay,
the other thing is, does that make sense? Yeah. And again, we're always thinking in terms of a possibility of what they might be thinking. And again, that's just bait on the end of the hook. All right. From the rest of the way, we're going to let them tell us what they want. The other thing is don't have a big giant pause. So it's real quick here. It's, hey, Nakia, how's it going? Great. Don't make a big pause before you say your next statement. because that would make me go, well, who is this? Do you know what I mean? So just go straight into it. Hey, it's been brought to my attention that you were looking to make some quick cash off of your house. Is that true? Bam.
Okay.
All right. All right, let's try it again.
Hey, Danny, how's it going?
Good.
Great. You know, it's been brought to my attention that you're looking to make some money on your house. Is that true?
What do you mean?
Now I'm stumped.
Okay,
I don't have a dialogue.
What do you
mean? Like,
okay,
loaded. The real estate market is super hot right now. You know, with the inventories being as low, have you considered about cashing out the equity in your home?
Okay. No, I haven't actually. Okay, let's stop right here. Let's stop right here. You're doing so good, Nikia. You're doing so good just on the fly. Okay? So let's fine tune it. All right. So it's hi, Nikia, how's it going? And then hey, it's been brought to my attention that you were looking to make some quick cash off of your home. Is that true? They're probably going to say no, or what do you mean? Well, the real estate market is smoking hot right now, and a lot of people are cashing in to take the cash and do things that they'd rather do rather than have it sitting in their house. You can say that?
Yeah.
So then real quickly, I don't want you to say a lot, but then you say, how long have you been in your home? Because, again, we want to not talk. We want to ask questions.
Right.
All right? So what do we have? Okay. Nikia, how's it going? Good. It's been brought to my attention that you were looking for a way to make some quick cash off of your home. Is that true? They say yes or no. Great. With the real estate market being so hot, people are cashing in. They can do other things that are more important to them than having the money locked into their home. How long have you lived in your home? Now you start forming. Just start forming. Okay, let's try that.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
Because I don't know if I can... the MP3 on this is going to be invaluable because I don't know if I can write fast enough to...
okay, well, let's do
hey,
this.
Hey, Danny, how's
let's
it going?
Let's just do this. Okay, let's just do this. I'll do it with you, okay? And let's just see what comes natural to you, okay? And then I'll be able to fine-tune some things. You ready? Okay, so ring, ring.
Okay. Hey, Danny, how's it going?
No, other way around. I'm gonna prospect you.
Oh, hello?
Hey, Nikia?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Hey, it was brought to my attention that you were looking for a way to pull out some cash or make some quick cash on your home. Is that true?
No.
Okay. How long have you been in your house?
About 7 years.
That's awesome. Well, as you can imagine, the real estate market is hopping. It's very, very hot. Lots of people are pulling cash out of their place so they can do more important things with their life versus having it all sunk down into their home. So I'm not sure if you are even in position or qualify for doing something like that. But if I could ask you a couple simple questions, let you do the same, then we can get you some information and you can decide whether or not that's something that you want to do. So you said you've been in the house for 7 years?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been in the area?
7 years.
So you just moved 7 years ago and been in the same house?
Right.
Where did you come from?
California.
Oh, how was that move?
Long.
Was it? What made you choose this area?
My husband's a retired military.
Oh, okay. And what part of California were you guys in?
Near Barstow.
Where exactly is that?
It's Southern California, San Bernardino County.
Okay. So how do you like the area that you're in now?
Oh, we love it. Close to family and friends.
Oh, okay. So is that the main reason why you moved here?
The Army brought us here.
Oh. And you had friends and family here?
Yeah.
My goodness. Well, that was a blessing. Is that
Absolutely.
Normal? Does that normally happen that you get to move to an area where you have friends and family?
More often than not, no.
Oh, really? Wow, that's incredible. So how long has your husband been retired?
5 years.
Oh, okay. Has that been going well?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is it that you do?
I'm in sales.
Oh, you are? And what do
yeah.
you sell?
Nutritional supplements.
Really? For what company?
Yeah. ABC Company.
Okay. How long have you been doing that?
Just a couple of years.
Okay. Is that going well for you?
Oh, yeah. I really enjoy it.
What do you like about it?
Oh, I love helping people live a healthier lifestyle.
Okay. And so you're obviously using the product yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And so how has that affected you personally?
It's cured me of a chronic illness and
wow.
I'm healthier, all those things.
And that's amazing. Okay, so on that note, how do I find out more information about that?
Okay, I can send you my website.
That would be good. That would be good. So have you been able to get some good contacts here in the area?
Oh, yeah, between PTA and soccer. Yeah, it's been great.
Oh, so you have kids?
Right. Yes.
How many kids do you have? How many kids?
Three at home.
Three kids at home. Does that mean there's kids not at home?
Yes.
Oh, really? So how many total?
Four.
Okay. So you've graduated to that next level. Okay, so three kids at home, and so you're saying PTA and soccer. What soccer league are you guys a part of?
Upward.
Upward. Are you enjoying that?
Yeah, the girls love it.
Okay, that's awesome. And how old are they?
11, 11, and 5.
Oh, hello. Is that twins?
Yes.
Now, is it three girls?
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay, so you've been able to connect with the community and be able to find clients for the ABC company.
Yeah.
All right. And then your husband's in retirement, like that's going well. Is he doing anything else on the side, or is he just enjoying his retirement?
He's enjoying his retirement.
Aw. Are you enjoying him home?
I am.
Well, that's good. That's really, really good. Okay. Well, as you know, the real estate market is booming, and people are making money from their homes. Do you know of anybody that would be looking to make some money from their home or looking to relocate? Somebody else that might be looking to relocate into this area?
I can't think of anybody right now.
Okay, that's awesome. The other thing I wanted to let you know is that obviously with us being a part of the real estate industry, we have an office right here in town, and we get together with a bunch of different professionals on a weekly basis. In fact, every Thursday evening, we get together with a bunch of real estate professionals professionals here in town that might be looking for some help with their health. you know, some of them aren't taking the best care of themselves. And with your success with your nutrition line, it might be a good opportunity for you to meet some of these people where you could help them improve their health, and help them that if any of them have those chronic issues like what you had, you know, it might be a good connection for you. So I want to extend that to you, that if you would like to come and meet some of these clients that we have, as we're really well connected in the area and love to get you connected. And I feel bad that you've been here for 7 years and I never got the chance to meet you. But my name is Dani. If you have a pen and paper handy, I'll give you that contact information. And then we just kind of go from there.
Okay.
Okay, so you have
awesome.
A piece of paper and pen handy?
Yes.
Okay, so my name is Dani. It's Dani. Johnson, Johnson. And my phone number is 123-567-4.
Okay.
You want to read that back to me? Make sure you got it right. Make sure I said it right.
123-567-4.
Okay, awesome. That's awesome. And you're integrated in the school district. Are you happy with what's going on over there?
Oh, yeah, we love our school.
You do? Okay, that's awesome. Which school are you guys at?
We're in the county.
Okay. All right, awesome. Okay, well, I want to give you my name and number as a resource. And like I said, Thursday night is a good time to come down. And I can introduce you to a few people. I'd love to also get some more information about really who the ideal customer it is that you'd be looking for. So I can kind of point some of those people in the right direction to you. And then you can have the opportunity to perhaps make some good contacts that can help you with your nutrition line, where you can be helping to change some people's lives and getting them out of chronic pain and chronic health issues.
Awesome. I'd appreciate that, Dani. That sounds great.
Yeah. All right. So does Thursday night at 7 o'clock sound good for you?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right. Let me go ahead and give you the address.
Okay.
And I would give you the address at that point. Okay, so this is what I'm thinking. If I were doing what you were doing, this is probably what I would do. And here's why. Because not everybody wants to sell their house, right, right now. But this is about cultivating a relationship and helping to give you what you want, right?
Right.
So that as I'm cultivating this relationship, at some point when you're ready or need to, or you will, you'll remember my name because I'm trying to help you, then as you think of somebody, meaning as you run into someone that needs to sell a house, bam, I'm the person that's going to come to mind to refer.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is utilize this list not just for finding a listing, but also to cultivate a greater list, to cultivate a database and be the community developer. You know, you as the community developer of helping other people succeed. So if you kind of have a given night, then that's an easy appointed time. You know what I mean? Then you could bring people down and say, hey, I'll introduce you to some people. We just kind of get together. People share information. And you can even do it, you know, the way we talk about it. You can have a two-minute time to be able to share what it is that you do and make some connections down there. And at that point, it's up to you. So it's kind of combining the networking professional as a person. Now, of course, it's not going to work for everybody. But as you start to form people, you find out what they do and just say, hey, you know, I happen to be connected here in the area. I like to help people succeed with their business or in their career. And if you're needing any kind of contact, so we meet here on Thursday night where you'll be able to get together and meet some new people, whether it's for a new job opportunity, you know, for those who are looking for one, right? So if you're forming them, you're going to find some kind of a need. And if you've got a place where people can get together, now you can start cultivating those relationships. And so the first initial contact is cold. Now we just warmed them up. Now you get to see them face to face. Now you can form them even further, right? Find out what their needs are and help to direct them. You know what? You got to talk to so-and-so. Come over here. Come meet so-and-so. You know what I mean? And that's how you start cultivating those on a face-to-face basis.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Especially because your business is all local. And that's a great benefit of it being local, is that you can do that. Mm-hmm. You can put these people together to meet each other.
Cool.
Which is awesome. That's helping. That's, yeah, that's you helping the local economy. That's you getting your name out there. Something else, Nakia, that I would so strongly recommend, as you are as a mother and you're a war on debt soldier, is to maybe do some of those classes. Because even as, again, these are leads that you can be funneling through different funnels to cultivate those relationships, to have your names get out there, helping those people succeed. Bam, deals are going to come out of those things.
Awesome. Thank you.
And are you working with an insurance agent at all?
I have relationships with a couple because they don't like us to just can't refer people to just one for steering purposes. So I have relationships with two locally.
Okay. The two that you picked, did you find people that have a large book of business, or did you just pick the newest guy on the block?
I picked, well, one who has a well-established business and then
good.
One who was hungry and proactive.
Okay, good. Good. That's awesome. All right, that's it. That's all I got with you today. Do you feel like that helped, that it kind of points you in the direction and thinking a little bit bigger and cultivating some relationships?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. I can't wait to see what happens. So that networking professional approach is on 34.
Got it.
Okay, and I kind of gave you the bait to start that conversation. Again, we want to start that conversation with what we think they would perhaps like, just enough to get a nibble, right? So it's like fishing. We just need a nibble. Once we get the nibble, we start forming them, and now we're going to bring them into the bigger conversation.
Okay.
Versus shoving the bait down the fish's mouth when they nibble at it. Right?
Right.
So we're just looking for that initial
awesome.
Walk through the door. Yep. All right, girl.
So good.
Proud of you. Proud of you. Excited. All right, cool. The next person, Carrie, that I would like to have a conversation with would be, hold on, Diane McGuigan, please. Diane, press number one and say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So good to hear your voice.
Thank you. It's good to be here. I'm so excited.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So great job on your numbers. You stepped it up a lot, Diane, from what I saw last week. So I'm really proud of you. This is more of the speed that I like to see you at. 20 hours you worked last week, 441 dials, 43 conversations, 11 presentations. And you just heard one of your colleagues that had 100% show-up ratio. So
yes.
Let's get you closer. Yeah, I know that changed your goal.
Okay.
you're like,
sure.
What? Okay. So let's go ahead and see what we can do. We'll shorten that up, okay?
Okay.
So go ahead and take me through your script. I know you use page 16. Is that
yep.
correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's
okay.
go for it.
Hi, Danny.
Okay.
How's it going?
Good.
This is Diane. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Diane, you sound like you're reading to me. What the hell are you doing? Okay, now just hold on. Wait till you listen to the MP3. I'm gonna read it to
okay.
you. Ready? Let me walk you through it. Okay, you ready? All right.
Okay.
Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi, Diane. How's it going?
Okay, let me try again.
This is Danny. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Well, I did request information. I'm looking to work from home.
But Diane, don't sound like you're reading me a script.
Oh, my
okay?
goodness.
Okay. You're not connecting with me as a friend. The way you're talking to me right now, how
yeah.
I'm hearing you. Yeah, right here. Did you see? You just said, yeah.
Okay, let's try this again. Okay, here we go.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. So do I do the ring ring thing? No, I just say
hello. Hello.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
There we go. There we go. Good.
Good. This is Diane. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Oh, gosh, Diane. That was perfect. Okay. Well, what do you have?
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I sure do.
Good. Just to save us both some time, I just need to ask you a few questions so I can figure out what information to direct over to you. Are you currently working from home?
No, I'm not.
Okay, what is it that you do for a living?
I am a homeschooling mom.
Nice. How long have you been home with the kids?
3 years.
Nice.
Full time.
Okay. And what did you do prior to that? Did you work outside the home prior?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep, okay. I have. Yep.
What was it that you did?
I'm so sorry, Diane. I want to jump up and down and scream. You're doing so good. It's like night and day. Night and day. Okay. Hold on. What did I do before?
Yeah.
I ran companies and businesses.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you owned the businesses, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So what did you like about that? When you were working at
I liked the structure.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the excitement of building it and working with qualified people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, was there anything that you didn't really like about what you used to do?
Pressure.
Tell me more.
Didn't like
that.
The pressure. You know, sometimes when you're working with some people, especially in the line of work that I did, some people put their head in their butt and then, you know, they create politics and that kind of pressure from the politics just, you know, I retired. I was done. Couldn't handle it.
Okay. Now, what level of income were you accustomed to when you were working outside the home?
Seven figures, a lot.
Wow. Okay. Now, are you looking to just replace income that you previously made, or are you just looking to supplement, bring some extra into the home?
I think it would be fun to just supplement
okay.
to start off with.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what would, say, an extra $2,000 to $3,000 a month do for you?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Do you have some debt that you would want to pay off?
Yeah.
Okay. What about fun? What do you like to do for fun?
I like to go and get out of my house and go play cards with my friend Mona.
Nice.
And eat hot tamales and Oreo cookies.
Awesome. Now, are you married, Danny, or are you a single mom?
I'm married.
Okay. How many kids do you have?
Five.
Wow. So you're homeschooling all five?
No, I'm homeschooling my daughter, who is 16. She's doing her junior and senior year right now. And my second daughter, who is 12. So I'm homeschooling just two. The three boys are in school.
Okay. Now, have you ever been, not counting what you did in owning businesses before, but have you ever had any kind of other home-based business before?
I have.
What was that? Tell me about that.
I worked with a nutritional company, and we marketed nutritional supplements and Chinese herbal medicine and skincare line.
Okay. Now, do you have some capital set aside to start your business?
Yeah. Of course.
Well, you know, Danny, our company does have quite a standard for the people that we're looking for. There's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home-based business successfully. So we are looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Danny, how serious are you?
I'm pretty serious.
Tell me why.
I need something else to do.
Okay.
I need to get out of the house. I need to have some adult conversation. I need to do something that's structured and purposed and where I feel like I'm accomplishing something versus what I'm doing right now.
Okay. Well, great. Let me tell you a little bit about the organization that I work with. We're a 19-year-old multi-million dollar company. We're in over 100 countries all over the world, like Brazil. We're in Australia, England, Canada, and the U.S., and it's a $7 trillion industry, which is expected to double over the next 10 years in spite of the current economy. And our company trainer has been interviewed on Oprah Winfrey. They wrote about her in Forbes magazine. She was just recently interviewed on Fox News. Have you heard of the company? It's XYZ.
Mm-hmm. I have not heard of the company.
No? Okay. Now, the person that we're looking for really needs to have three main qualities. You have to be a team player, self-motivated, and dependable. Do you feel that you have those qualities?
Definitely.
Awesome. Now, I'm going to assume that you have internet access, correct?
I do.
What's your best email address?
My best email is danny@getmeoutofhere.com.
Okay. All right. Now, I'd like to get you online right now just so I can make sure that you bring up the information properly. It comes up okay. Are you able to get on the internet?
I am.
Okay. Pardon me. Sorry. Now, the website is www.123.com.
Okay.
Just get up in the top browser there and pull that up. Did it come up for you?
Yep.
Okay, what do you see?
I see the name of your company.
Okay, good. Now, I want to guide you to where you're going to get the information that you need. So when you look right at the very bottom of the page, do you see the blue box down there?
Yes.
Okay. Now, over to the far right-hand side, I want you to click on that link over to the far right-hand side that says Work With Us.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you should see a video play button. Do you see that?
Okay. Yeah, I do.
Now, that's a detailed business overview video. That's where you're going to find the information that you were looking for. It usually takes people about 20 minutes to review it, and then once you've thoroughly reviewed it, you're definitely going to see how you can, you know, make that extra $2,000 to $3,000 a month and be able to pay off the debt and just be able to have something else to do and feel very productive and have purpose and, you know, just have that extra structure that you want to have in your life right now. So let me give you my phone number.
Okay.
It's 889-555-1212.
Okay.
Now, Danny, we are pre-screening a lot of people right now. We're going to be making a decision here real soon from this advertising campaign. So the sooner that you can go through that information, the better. And then depending on your response to the information is going to determine whether or not we work together, where you could fit in on our team. And as I said, it takes about 20 minutes to get through that. So I'll give you a call back and we'll see what our next step might be.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, cool. All right, I got some things for you.
Awesome.
Yes, and this is really important. Here's what I want you guys to do this week. I want you to record yourselves while you're on the phone, and then I want you to hear yourself back through again, because that's what, for example, in this case, what Nakia and Diane are going to have the opportunity to do because we've role played together. But there's no reason why you can't record yourself while you're on the phone. There's all kinds of tools that you can do that with, and hear what you're saying, hear what you sound like, and hear some of these points that I'm about to point out to Diane. First of all, Diane, I love the way you sound on the phone. And Nikki, I forgot to tell her the same thing, that you guys both sound great on the phone. And once we recorrected your initial comments, you know, of like sounding like you were reading something to me and more like, I don't know, just not connected to the script, but more concerned about doing it right. Once you became that friendly voice on the phone, now you were starting to draw me in. But there's some glaring things that need to be changed. Okay. And these are going to make such a big, beautiful difference for you, Diane. Awesome. First of all, you really didn't dig very deep in any of my skills. You didn't really find out what they were. And therefore, you kind of stumbled a little bit towards the end when you're trying to lead me to a presentation. You didn't really give me my strengths, interests, needs, or goals. Okay. You assumed I wanted to make $2,000 to $3,000 a month. I never said I did. You said, so would you want to make, what would you do with an extra $2,000 to $3,000 a month? Do you remember my answer? I said, I don't know. My answer was, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Okay, so you literally were trying to put ideas in my mouth.
Okay.
If you're putting ideas in my mouth, I don't own that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're literally trying to tell me what I should want. You're telling me I should make $2,000 to $3,000 a month, but I didn't care about that.
Right.
You were telling me that I should pay off debt also, even though I didn't say anything about wanting to pay off debt. So it's kind of like, you want to make $2,000 to $3,000 a month, don't you? You do want to pay off debt, don't you? Like, well, yeah, sure. No, that's really not my, that's not my need. If I didn't say it from within me, it's not my need.
Right.
And so you kind of just ignored my need.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing was, is that here, so, you know, what do you do for a living? You know, I'm a homeschooling mom. Okay, well, how long have you been doing that? You know, X amount of years. What do you like about it? Hello. You didn't ask me that question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you not like about it? This is my current living situation. I responded to an ad because I'm obviously not happy with what I'm doing right now. I needed something else, right?
Right.
Okay, so it was really good because I've only been doing that for a couple of years. Well, what did you do? Have you ever worked outside home? Yes, I have. Okay, doing what? I owned a company. Okay, what kind of income did you generate from that? Millions. Okay, I mean, you like rolled right over beautiful places where you have the opportunity to really interview me to see if I have the qualities of the kind of person you're actually looking to work with. So which tells the reason the so this tells me that you're actually more concerned about selling me a package than you are of actually really interviewing me to see if I even belong a part of your organization. What that communicates to me is you'll take anybody who will buy.
Hmm.
And Diane, as a business professional, you're not going to take anyone who will buy.
No.
Not everyone is your ideal customer.
No,
not. So you really want to be digging to find out who they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what happened. When I said I'm a stay-at-home mom, you identify with that because you were a stay-at-home mom. So you just assumed that I loved all the same things you loved about being a stay-at-home mom. And you assumed that I didn't like the things you didn't like about being a stay-at-home mom.
Okay.
So it's the same exact thing what people do with that part of the script when they say, okay, well, I'm a cocktail waitress. Oh, I already know what a cocktail waitress is, so I don't need to ask any more questions. The point is not that you know what it is. The point is to get the prospect to do the talking.
Absolutely.
That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
So don't fish words to my mouth.
Okay.
Don't try to tell me what I should say. But instead, dig. What do you like about it? What do you not like about it? Now, if you would have asked me what I didn't like about it, I would say, I don't like that I don't have extra spending money to do whatever the hell I want to do.
Yeah. Okay.
You would have gotten that money one right there.
Right.
Do I care about paying off debt? No, I didn't care about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So then if I would have said, I would like some extra money so I could spend it whatever the hell I want to spend it on, and then what would be your next obvious question after that?
how much do you want to make?
Or no, I want to spend it on whatever the hell I want to spend it on. What's the next question to ask?
Tell me more about that.
Oh, my God! There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me more about that.
Yeah.
What do you want to buy? Tell me more about that, right?
Yeah.
When I say what I like about being a mom,
tell me
I love being able to train up my, exactly. You see what I'm saying? And then, you know, what did you do before outside of the home? I manufactured, you know, health and nutrition. Da, da, da. What did you like about that? What did you know? You did ask me what I liked about it and what I didn't like. Actually, you asked me about that. But look what didn't happen there. I gave you really good information there, Diane. So, again, this is the difference. When we care more about selling our package, we're not hearing the easy. The prospect told you exactly how to recruit her.
Yeah.
So when you said, what did you like about, I'm trying to remember, do you remember what I said when I said what I liked about, you know, owning the company that sold nutritional products and blah, 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 blah?
The structure, the excitement, building with qualified people.
Yep. Well, you wrote that down. The only word you used on the next page was structure.
Yes, I get what you're saying. I get it. I totally missed coming back with all that. Like, I wrote it all down.
Yes!
I have the notes right here, but I didn't say it.
And then what did I say that I didn't like?
The pressure.
Hello. So guess what I'm feeling from you?
Pressure.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Whatever it is you're selling, because you're more focused on selling me on something versus helping to create a match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got to match with the strengths, interests, goals, and needs, and actually digging deeper. There was so much more you could have dug deeper on that.
Okay. For sure.
Right? And if you're really doing an interview, you will naturally dig deeper on that. If you really are looking to see if this person has the qualifications, the kind of person you want to work with, you will spend the time discovering those things.
Yes,
but if you don't care about that and you care more about selling me a $13,000 package, then you're gonna end up with more people not showing up to a presentation.
Yeah.
So that's it right there.
Okay.
That's it right there.
Not the numbers.
Get me talking.
Not the numbers.
No.
It's more about,
don't.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Okay.
This is about
wondering if I've been going through the script too fast. I've been trying to slow down. I've been trying to pay attention to those points because I don't want to be going through the interview too quickly. So that has been on my mind over the past, you know, since we've been doing the class. So I totally get it. Thank you so much.
And spending that time to dig deep on that. And again, I want you, whatever it is that you, you know, what would you do with an extra $2,000-$3,000 a month? Get rid of that line. It is not necessary.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
These questions are here because they work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would you do with an extra $2,000 to $3,000 a month? Again, that's fishing something to somebody.
Okay.
If that is truly their goal, they'll tell you that that's their goal. In fact, here it is. You know, what kind of income are you looking to generate over the next 12 months? Did you get an answer out of me?
No, because I didn't ask that question.
No way. Instead, you changed the question to, what
totally
would you do with an extra
did.
Yes, you did.
Oh, my goodness. Give me I think I'm a little nervous. Because always ask that question. I can't believe that I didn't ask that question.
Well, you'd be amazed how often you don't, because you're on the phone with your coach and didn't.
Yeah, I know.
The other thing is, you changed the question to, what would you do with an extra $2,000 to $3,000 a month? And do you have any debt you want to pay off?
Yeah.
You were telling me what I should want.
Okay.
Versus getting out of me what I do want.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Big difference.
It. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Big difference.
Awesome.
Yes. Okay, cool. All right. We're
done
with that. We're going to move on. You are so welcome. I'm glad I picked you. I'm so glad I picked you. That was a classic example right there.
Thank
it was perfect, Diane. Absolutely perfect. I'm so glad I worked with both the two of you. All right. So let's wrap this up, friends. I have a homework assignment for you guys. You're like, another homework assignment? Hey, you want to win? You want to win? You want to be a pro? I want to give you the fast track to being a pro. There's a book I want you to download. Either you're going to read it or you're going to listen to it on Audible. And like another thing to listen to, yes, I am going to crowd all of your 98% thinking and talking out of your mouth and replace it with 2%. Do you understand? Time to flush all the other crap. It's time to get focused. I want you to download the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. I personally am going back to my own roots, getting myself, as you heard, I'm getting myself in the game. I'm back in the game again. It's time I brush up on my own skills. And I'm blown away just in the first two chapters. It had me in tears and really getting me back on track with what I should be doing and with the focus I really should be having. You can go years of having great results and skating by, but not pressing against those results to get better. And this is the season for all of us to be getting better. And so How to Win Friends and Influence People, there's two different versions of it. I haven't listened to the second version of it, but it has to do with being in the digital world. And so it's like somebody else that took the book, kind of modified it. I haven't listened to that one. You're more than welcome to do that. But I want you to really more focus on How to Win, the classic one. You can get it on Audible. It's super cheap. Listen to it while you're driving. Let your kids be listening to it. This is really good, powerful information that changed my whole life 27 years ago, almost 28. I mean, radically, radically changed my life. It's really the foundation of everything that I've taught for all of these years, for the last 27 years, because that book so massively impacted me. It's impacting me again, and I want us to walk along this journey together. So I want you to listen to this, and I want this to be something maybe that we press play on all throughout this year. We really got to master this. We really got to master this if we are going to become master prospectors, closers, business builders, business developers, and leaders. It's the answer to a lot of what we're talking about here today. It's the basics of, again, finding the need in the other person. But the way that Dale Carnegie lays it out is just so powerful. And much more powerful than I could ever lay it out. So, again, that's How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Like I said, there is a new one about the digital world. Dale Carnegie did not write that one, but it's someone who has modified it to communicate here in the digital world. I'll be listening to that one next. But I challenge you to do that, okay? All right, guys, that's it for us right now. What I would like to do, to have you do, is come over to smarternetworker.com, please. For all of you home-based business owners and for any of you that are in sales, and I would love for you to come over to this page, and I would love for you to write on the wall of Smarter Networker, I'm about to make a post stating what, just saying what a great week that we've had together, and I'm wanting to get your sprouts. I want you to list your sprouts right here on our wall. So I'll make the post, and then you go ahead and write in what your sprouts are. And one takeaway from tonight's class, I'm looking forward to working with you guys on Thursday. It's only going to be 48 hours away, and then we got another week. Okay? All right, so let's open up the lines and say goodnight and God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless.